Podcast ini dibawakan kepada anda oleh Serba Dynamic.
Today and I am joined by none other than Dato' Muhammad Abdul Karim Abdullah, the Group Managing Director and also Chief Executive of Serba Dynamic Holdings Berhad, and also Mira, Head of Legal Serba Dynamic, and also Yusni Muhammad Yusof, the VP of Corporate Communications Serba Dynamic. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and also gentlemen. Okay, so Dato', let's start off with when you set up a footprint overseas. When we talk about overseas, every country has a different nuances when we talk about legalities, culture, and also other things like as easy as how you say hello, for example. How equipped is Serba in venturing into this global market, and especially in Southeast Asia, like I said?
I would say that the very first important thing to emphasize here is we have a big intention or goals to achieve, where we want to position the company as a multinational company of preferred choice. So when we are saying that we are a multinational company of preferred choice, the so-called geographical positioning outside of Malaysia is very important. And if we really want to become a global entity, then we are of the opinion that we have to make a presence even out of all this Southeast Asia region. So that is why we are positioning ourselves also in United States of America, in Houston, also in Gulf of Mexico, and of course other countries which are also important, New Zealand, Australia, and other footprints that we are already present for the past more than 15 years already, the Central Asia, the Middle East country. I would like to also take this opportunity to emphasize that in the company, Serba Dynamic, we do have quite a very strong desire to give the opportunity and also to prove the role of women in terms of the corporate world. So that is why these two ladies is around here now, to also showcase that there are capable women around. And we are talking about their capabilities is beyond the borders of Malaysia.
So Mira, a personal, thoughts on women empowerment, and how do you feel being in a company that actually embraces women empowerment?
I'm actually very grateful for that, for being given this opportunity, because it really sets you on a level playing field in terms of performing alongside my business units and working with my business units. They're actually very demanding. As you know, we are big, we have set our foot globally in so many countries. Quite often we have simultaneously many projects at hand. So legal is actually a very important backbone of any public listed company, you know, and we are of course no different. So it really is puts me on a very good ability to learn, grasp and move alongside as fast as they are.
And Yusni, I think I would like to thank the management that actually recognized the capability of women in Serba Dynamic. Catching up with all this gender biasness is not an easy thing to do, but I think the support from the management is the utmost important. Give me a lot of confidence to face the challenges. And I think like the rest of the men in the company that has all this technical knowledge and whatnot, in corporate communication, the challenge is the language, the challenge is building the network and being courteous to others. So I think it comes naturally, as you mentioned it, we have diverse background in Malaysia. So I think with all the direction of the company going overseas, we just have to embrace it and, you know, adapt with the changes and whatnot.